Bible. I don't know if you've seen that or ever done that before, and if it's you don't have any life on it, it's legalism to you, don't do it. But we're just having some joy, some of us reading the scriptures together. I read it about 10, 15 minutes, 15, 20, whatever, however you read, but I'm reading it on my phone, and you can do that with the one-year Bible or with the oneyearbibleonline.com. You can go on there, and it's online, or the YouVersion Bible app. Has anybody ever seen that? There's a YouVersion Bible app. Let me do the second one, then we'll put a slide and show you. Prayer together, too. Obviously, we have daily prayer meetings down at Jacob's Well and in other places and businesses. But Joshua Project app is one that we're really trying to do, too. That it's amazing how they've done this research of every unreached people group that they know of on the planet. And so every day you've got one to pray for. There's great geographic history. It's good education for the kids. Our kids are doing it right now. And you can do that or find it online at joshuaproject.net and sign up. And I get an email every day of a new unreached people group. So I'm going to show you a slide off my phone. Do we have that picture? No, not even that picture. I'm sorry. So, but it looks like, I do want to show you this. I don't know if you'll see it, but it basically says, Holy Bible on it. There's a picture of a Bible. I don't know if you can see way back there. But you can put that version on there and go under plans and read on there. And it's just an awesome thing. I don't know. I was in a meeting with some pastors at a prayer meeting the other day, and God bless her, but there was like a 60-year-old lady, pastor's wife, who was just going off about how the Word of God is more truly the Word of God in a book and on pages. And you may think that too, but I just want to say, I think the Word of God, whether it's written in the sky or it's on pages or it's on tech, it doesn't matter. It's the Word of God. And so if you don't feel guilty about using your, there's so many great apps there, so you could do that on there. And also Joshua Project, there's a cool deal. You just punch that in on your apps on any phone, and you can get that. And like, you get a picture of the people. Today, it's the new people in China. There are 62,000 of them that are unreached, and it gives you a map of where they are. There's no Bible and no Jesus film for these people, and so it'll give you just a short paragraph of their history. It's really a cool thing because you engage your heart, and literally thousands, if not millions, I don't know the numbers, I should get that for you, but are praying with this app every day. And so we get to pray together globally for these unreached people groups, that missionaries get there, that Bible translation happens, and it's fun. Because you're hitting this and you feel the zeal of the Lord to reach these people, but then you're praying with people around the globe. This is a miracle resource, really, Joshua Project. So there you go. Also, Mission Together, we're wanting to, and encouraging this evangelism practicum, if you want to be part of that, and we've kicked that off. I'm going to Plainview tonight. All the docs are going to get part of that, challenging people to share the gospel 12 times in the next 3 months. I've read my Bible. I've read it clearly. Nobody goes to hell if they don't reach 12 people by March, okay? That's for sure. But nobody really learns evangelism either by just reading a book or by hearing sermons about it. You learn by doing. And so we want to encourage you. We had a doc over there that shared last night in the service about how he shared with an 18-year-old patient, very sick young man, and he shared the gospel. And he said, I always kind of want to share the gospel. I regularly don't. But he goes, I had the fear of the wrath of Sam. And he was joking. He's one of my disciple guys. But the motivation, the accountability, they need to talk to me. And that kind of pushed him over the edge to having this amazing talk. And so all I say is there's something powerful about accountability and having, you know, body life where we're going, hey, how you doing? And nobody's going to judge anybody. We're righteous by Jesus. But to where we're kind of thinking, hey, I want to talk. I'm going to tell Chip if I'm sharing the gospel. I'm going to be accountable to Jonathan about this. So if you want to be part of that, there's no secret to evangelism other than you know the best news on the planet, the gospel. You share it with people. And we're going to share in a moment just a little bit of equipping about how to do that. And so, but it's a powerful thing. I've never met anybody that shared the gospel, whether people received or didn't receive, that regretted it. I mean, nobody walked away and went, gosh, I really wish I hadn't shared the good news. You know, everybody always feels good about it. It's just breaking through that barrier. And so we just want to encourage you about that and do that together. Lastly is just the church together. Listen, the enemy doesn't want you and I together. There's something dynamic that happens when we're together. I mean, really together. When we're really going face to face, Steve and I are encouraging each other. We're confessing sins to each other. We're encouraging. We're building each other up with the word. You all know that. It's happened in your life where people, you've prayed and you've had that fellowship. And it's funny how we can fade from fellowship. We can fade from the dynamic of really intimate face-to-face relationships. So I want to encourage you to find living stones that God's got you together. Is that a house church? Do you start one? Do you whatever? We're helping in Wichita start multiple house churches that are primarily around prayer. My brother and Tim and Sherry McBay, They've got one on Tuesday nights. It's almost all prayer. There's 10 to 15 of us. We come, we pray. It's primarily a prayer meeting, but in the middle of it, we end up ministering to each other as we pray for the needs in the earth. Again, it's not brain surgery, how to do kingdom stuff. Nobody's got the secrets. It's funny. I see the new books come out by the new guys and the new style, and every one of them, I always have this realization, like, yeah, that's what Paul said, and that's what the guy said 20 years ago, and that's what the guy said a century ago. You know, just the basics of the kingdom and doing them, but we know that we're warred against to kind of divide us against each other and to not do these things. So just want to encourage you to some intentionality and stepping out by faith. Hey, guys, you're down there. How is it down there? It's warmer up here. So, yeah, let me pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for your provision. 2015, we ate. We had homes. When we lost home, we got provision. We thank you that you were always faithful. As we back up and look at 2015, you were so faithful to take us from here to there, from A to Z, and to continue your work of finishing the work you started in us. So we thank you and praise you, and we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would bless our finances this year. Pray for jobs for people who need them. I pray for new jobs for people who need new ones. I pray for stewardship issues in our lives. And Lord, we come now and we just sow into the kingdom and pray that you be blessed by this and multiply them in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, guys. I wanted to.